do a mistake. Never mind which one, but if you are leader, you must have said, I take the responsibility. And therefore, I apologize for the inconveniences. The invitation of the status of this meeting, you're supposed to start it out last night. That's what I want to do first. I want to apologize to the department as being invited to today's agenda. And also, the district museum. We know we don't have all the members here, but we must start a meeting. We don't want to be tomorrow all around South Africa that the members of Parliament of South Africa of the Portfolio Committee of Arts and Culture is postponing the meeting while the people they invite us already here and they travel along for the taxpayers' money. And then it will be a fruitless expenditure. So we must continue with this meeting. As the Bible said, though the church has only one or two people, the church service must continue. First of all, we have all of us have the agenda in front of us of today. And we get the proposal to adopt the agenda so that we can continue. Supporting the proposal. So then we can agree to, we can continue. Everybody who are in this venue are welcome in this meeting. All of us is welcome in this meeting. In this meeting, we will be dealing today with the quarterly report of the department, very important one. And that one is really, first in today, we will hear what the Minister of Finance is saying when he gives his budget speech for South Africa. In this way, we as the Portfolio Committee of Arts and Culture in the department but just take stock of what was saying last year in the budget speech of the Minister of Finance. And we end up, I think the President also looked on many things and we make our assessment out of that persona. So exactly we know where we are as the Portfolio Committee in the department. So today will be an open eye for us on maybe where we must save money and where we must spend money and productively. But today is a very important day for all of us. Even when I arrived at the parking at 9 o'clock this morning, I received two phone calls from people who really want to come to the budget speech, and then I asked him why? I mean, those are students and those are people who are ordinary people who want to come to listen to the budget speech. Because they see that it's serious because of a lot of many things is happening in South Africa. And they have an interest where they must go to with their life for the future. So on that note, everyone is welcome in this meeting. On the apologies, I received an SMS that Honorable Muswana will be late, joining us late. Honorable Korai told me, he said, he is a doctor. And when we're receiving an apology from the chairperson, for today's meeting. I don't want to go in this one. But we know the chairperson is not young. And then I received an apology from Mom Story. She had spending, she's not able to, because she has another portfolio from Muki, it's communication. I don't know why people, they are putting the meetings on the same day, the case with other members from Muki. Then we have apology of Honorable Tapane. Then we have apology of Mamsweli. We have also save other commitment. And then we have apology of the Honorable Minister, Paul Matikile. Is also attending the cabinet meeting, but it cannot be forever. Then we have apology of the Honorable Minister attending the cabinet meeting. It cannot be forever. We are on the last 5 years of the administration of Parliament. At least before the House rises, we must at least have our minister of all the deputy ministers in our portfolio committee. I hope the two fair oath. They hear what I'm saying. One of them must then at least come to the meeting. We finish this. I mean, we are not far. We're only left for the month. Then the House will rise and all of us will go for the election campaign. Because maybe there's some things that we as the committee must discuss in the portfolio committee, not in the newspapers or in the media, here in the four halls. Honourable members, there is the apologies. No one has commented on the apologies. So we accept it.
Do we have a choice?
Yes. Yes, Mr. Ma. We introduce ourselves as members in the delegation of the department and the delegation of the district museum so that we can continue with the business of the day. My name is Linda Moss. I'm the work of the portfolio committee. Over to you, ma'am.
Linda Olumagunda, the member of the committee.
The Kiefner Bank, let's say, committee.
Fiji.
Thank you, Chair. My name is Busi Sokapa, Teaching Arts and Culture.
Sakiwa Chiso, Department of Arts and Culture.
Mandla Langa, Acting CFO currently.
Paula Madizela Mabasu, Department of Arts and Culture.
Tumisani Sibai, South African Heritage Resources Agency.
Greg Ontom, Sora Bolsonaro.
Samahlane, Art and Culture.
Mabatola Magoshi, Sara.
On the agenda, I saw that are they not yet at the 6th? Okay, thank you. Not to keep you long because we're supposed to start at our class 9, so I don't want to, that we know there's a productive input from the department in discussion from the members. So therefore, DJ, I will strictly end over over to you to take us through the presentation.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chair, for the opportunity to present the headquarters report of the Department of Arts and Culture. Perhaps before I get to the presentation, Chair, let me just apologize that there are colleagues who could have joined us here today, but we have a clash between this committee and the select committee. In fact, just as though we are presenting some of the charters there, so you've had to structure our delegation this way. Obviously, Chair, you would be aware that the new regulations about delegation coming to Parliament that we also have to observe, but I just thought let me place that on record. Chair, we are presenting the third quarterly report. It's a both a performance as well as a financial reporting presentation against our APP as well as the budget for 2013-14. And we'll look at the key highlights, and then we're going to go through the summary of the total budget versus expenditure per program, as well as different economic classifications. And then we'll explain the variant per economic classification. Then we'll go through the overview against presented objectives and some of the E&E indicators, as well as some of the key APP indicators. We'll give a bit of an explanation of some of the areas which are underperforming, and then we are going to do a very quick review of the performance of our entities. This is the first time we're doing this, but we requested the last time we looked at the second quarter of the report that we should include at least an overview of the performance of our entities that we have included there. Chair, we would also include a couple of the things that we have done over the last quarter. And that is the statue of President Mandela, which has been installed at the Union Building in Northern Field on the Day of Reconciliation, which also happened to have been the day after his funeral. Some of the key highlights from the third quarter: since the beginning of the financial year, we have created more than 5,531 job opportunities through different service delivery initiatives. You'll see when we get into the program by program report what comprises this 5,000 jobs. But there have also been approval of some of the policy frameworks, like the National Policy on Digitization of Heritage Resources, which was approved in October, the approval of the National Heritage Human Resource Development Strategy, which was approved in December. Over the last quarter, we have published two gazettes on geographical name changes. That was on the 2nd of October as well as on the 6th of December. To date, the department has received 92 name change applications, and 83 of those have been finalized and have been gazetted. There were also two archival outreach programs that were conducted in the Eastern Cape as well as in the Northern Cape. And this is really creating awareness about the function of archives and their importance and how people can actually use the archives. And these attracted people, 359 people in the Eastern Cape as well as 578 people in the Northern Cape. The National Archives Digitization Strategy has also been approved by the Minister. These are some of the winners of the South African Digital Awards, which were held in Bloemfontein in November last year, together with the ministers and the leadership of the South African Digital Awards. This is a program which the department supports in order to acknowledge South African writers, particularly those that write in African languages, in order to promote writing as a career, but also as part of promoting the culture of reading in our country. Over the last quarter, we completed. These are not just libraries that were built, those that have been completed, which was in Vanderkop and Mpumalanga, as well as Ukumela and Kwanokala here in the Western Cape. We have funded, these are some of the projects that we have funded through infrastructure grants. On Robben Island, this is the repair and maintenance of the sewer services, the powerhouse, the Bluestone Quarry walkway restoration, at the Africans Museum, the upgrading of the workers' change room, at Ngome, the construction of phase 2, in fact, Ngome Museum is now complete. And it's going to be open very shortly. The Transvaal Museum, the management plan, specialists have been appointed to develop the management plan for the Transvaal Museum. In the Transvaal Museum, we've also installed a second chiller. Iziko Museum, the construction of a storage facility in the courtyard. This is a project that was delayed primarily because we needed to find a space to store the collections while this construction is going on. We have eventually been able to resolve that particular problem together with the Department of Public Works. The National Museum, a new working safe has been installed for firearms. At Nelam, the construction of the museum, there's expansion of the museum which is happening, and at the National Library, the provision of facilities for people living with disabilities. This is a picture of the minister during an Imbizo program in Ivory Park in October. And these are some of the young artists that were part of the program in Ivory Park. In human resource development, 70 officials were trained in archives and records management in October as part of the post-conflict reconstruction and development program efforts in the DRC. We were requested by the DRC to provide training for archives officials, and a team from the National Archives traveled to the DRC to conduct that training. We also hosted the Oral History Conference in the Northern Cape, as well as the Provincial Archives, in the Provincial Archives in Kimberley, and that was in October. We also have a collaborative partnership with the Department of Basic Education, and through that we conducted the school's arts festival in Clayville, as well as 100 school arts and theatre education programs in Johannesburg in Bloemfontein. On the international relations side, we participated in the International Festival of African Fashion in the Niger. And two South African designers were nominated for awards, and that's Mr. Schumann and Mr. Salata. We participated in the 10th edition of the Southern Arab Democratic Republic Festival, which was in October. We also held workshops with universities and academia on the Beijing Treaty on audiovisual performances, which was in Cape Town, here in Cape Town. And we hosted three workshops on the convention cultural diversity, which was in East London and Kimberley, as well as in Pretoria. That's the picture of the Deputy Minister addressing an Imbizo, which was held in Limpopo during December. We also participated in the Joint Bilateral Commissions towards developing and servicing of our bilateral agreements with Rwanda, Iran, Niger, Saudi Arabia, and Ghana. We facilitated a ministerial visit and sign-off of a program of action with Angola on the 4th to the 8th of October. This specifically looks at some of the liberation heritage sites that South Africa shares with Angola. We trained 70 officials. I've spoken about this, sorry for the repetition, Chair. The minister also participated in the 6th edition of Forum Avenue International Meeting. Forum Avenue, Chair, is a meeting essentially of European Ministers of Culture, which is normally hosted by the French Minister of Culture, and it's a cultural exchange about the growth of the creative industries in Europe. Over the last 3 years, we have been, in fact, for the last 5 years, we have been invited to participate there because of the importance of South Africa and the growth of this industry in our country. Part of the things that we did during the last quarter was the launch of Freedom Fridays campaign, which we did together with a number of partners, particularly LEAD-SA. And this is part of our activation and encouraging community participation as we move towards the 20 years of democracy. And this was launched in Soweto during October last year. Now, Chair, I'm going to move towards the budget. Our budget for the financial year is 2.914 billion rands, of which we have spent 2 billion rands, and we have 900 million rands to spend for the rest of the financial year, which equates to 69% of our budget. Of that, administration will spend 88%, and you can see that our administration budget is under quite a bit of pressure, and we are managing that particular program to ensure that we don't incur over expenditure. Performing arts is underspending a little bit together with the national language service, sitting at 68% and 67% respectively. Cultural development is sitting at 77%. Heritage promotion is sitting at 58%. And the National Archives and the Library Services at 73%. According to different economic classification, our compensation of employees is sitting at 74%, which is where it should be. Goods and services is a bit of an expenditure there, sitting at 71%. The conditional grants sitting at 79%, and that's really the money that we have transferred to provinces in line with their business plans and cash flow projections. On departmental accounts, the money that we transfer to our institutions, we've spent 75%. The foreign government organs, we have transferred an amount of, we've transferred 75% of foreign government organs, and this comprises particularly to it's money that we pay as part of the Commonwealth Association, as well as money that the funding that we provide in supporting the African World Heritage Fund. And departmental agencies and accounts, the capital works program, 38% has been transferred, has been spent rather. On the non-profit organizations, 75% has been transferred, and on capital assets, we have spent 89% of the budget. And we're going to explain that. On compensation of employees, we are spending according to the benchmark trend. We don't anticipate that there will be any over or under expenditure. And just to report that we have advertised 41 posts since the beginning of the financial year, and of those, 31 have been filled, and the others are in the process of being filled. And we will also be paying the incentive. They've already been paid the incentives, performance bonuses for levels 1 to 12. On goods and services, we are sitting at 71%, and really the main reason for an expenditure here is because we have applied for a environment to move some of the goods and services money to households in order to pay for projects. It's an issue that we have been doing with the Treasury for a while now. In fact, I think it was on Tuesday this week we received part of the environment approval from Treasury, so that money is going to be moved. We are still a bit concerned that public works is invoicing us a bit late. Public Works pays for municipal services as well as leases, and then they invoice us. And that affects our cash flow because they normally give us, they invoice us 2 to 3 months later than the time they have paid. It's a problem that we have had for a while. Maybe I should mention, Chair, that particularly those municipal services as well as leases that are paid on behalf of our institutions, with effect from the next financial year, that money is going to be part of the money that we transfer directly to the institutions. So Public Works will not be playing this role anymore. That money is going to go directly to the institutions so that they can pay for their leases, they can pay for their municipal services, and so on and so forth. It's quite a distorting effect, because if we transfer core funding to institutions and we transfer infrastructure money, and yes, there is money that benefits institutions which is not being transferred, the Auditor General has for 2 years raised that as an issue, and they have requested that we transfer all of this money to institutions so that they can manage their business completely. And that is what we have done with effect for the next financial year. excuse me, Chair. The conditional grant, an amount of 470 million has been transferred to provinces, which equates to 79% of the grant as of the end of December. And this is the detail. We had the final appropriation, the adjusted appropriation is 597 million rands, and then some provinces rolled over a bit of money. That's all provinces with the exception of Gauteng, KwaZulu-Natal. And the amount of money that was rolled over, oh, and the Western Cape, they also didn't roll over any money. 6 provinces rolled over money. And the total amount which is rolled over is 42 million rands, which makes the grant available for the financial year 640 million rands. We have transferred 469 million rands, and provinces have actually spent 386. There is 128 million rands which is sitting in the coffers, in our coffers, which we still need to transfer to provinces. And that's the amount that we have transferred is 78% of the grant available, and provinces have actually spent 60% of the available grant. We are seeing, Chair, an increase in the expenditure of the provinces. The province that we are most concerned about, 3 provinces, Limpopo, the Northern Cape, as well as the Northwest. Northwest, we have had some engagements with them. They have had some large orders that they have placed at the end of the third quarter, which they are going to be paid now. So I'm not too concerned with that. The one that I'm really, really concerned about is the BOP. And we are working, in fact, and we are meeting with the HODs next week to look at partly this, the grant and how it is being spent. We have entered into an agreement with the IDT to help us to build libraries as well, particularly in those provinces which are not spending. So we are addressing the problem together with the institutions. But we are also getting the IDT to help us to plan. The big problem with the provinces, and we are seeing this, the difference between provinces that are spending and provinces that are not spending is the rate of planning that goes into it. Now, if you are going to do infrastructure and do it properly, for the next financial year, you should have done all your planning for this financial year, so that when the financial year starts, your contractors are on site and they are beginning to spend the money. That is how really we are trying to turn the situation around. In fact, I was in Gauteng about 2 weeks ago. All their libraries that were supposed to be done this financial year will be complete by this Friday. By Friday, all of the contractors for libraries that are planned for the next financial year, Pacific site on Friday, on the 28th of February. So by the beginning of the financial year, in fact, we will be spending the matter grant money for the next financial year. And this is how really you can you do successful infrastructure plan projects. But we are working on provinces to get them there. The transfers to departmental entities, we have transferred 75% of these, which is in line with the projected expenditure, and we don't anticipate any over and under expenditure. On capital works, we have spent 38%, and this is impacted heavily on the DPW submitting later claims. However, also what we have done, Chair, was we have moved quite a bit of money here in terms of infrastructure to fund different kinds of projects. We anticipate that we will spend our entire infrastructure money because of some of the projects that we are fast-tracking. Non-profit organizations, we are spending 75%, and we don't anticipate any over and under expenditure there. But household expenditure is 79%, and that is in line with planned projects, and we don't anticipate any over and under expenditure there. Our capital assets budget is under a bit of pressure, but that is because we had to take delivery of large amounts of IT equipment over the last quarter. We are implementing, as part of our modernization program, we are changing our document system and our document management into an electronic system. Instead of paper being pushed around in the department, we are going to start. In fact, that project starts next week on Monday, the 3rd of March. We terminate our paper-based management system and move to an electronic management system. So submissions that sort of get carried around from official to official are now going to be done through electronically and only be printed for record management purposes. It makes our work a lot more efficient, but also it just saves a lot of money because we're spending a lot of money on paper. Now, if I may start then with the presentation of the performance overview, we have fully achieved 63% of our targets, and 37% has not been fully achieved, and we will get into the detail of where we are. This is a trend of the financial year, where 63%, in the second quarter to 67%, and we'll get into the details of this. According to different program one is at 53% of performance. Program two is at 42%, which is culture. And in the first two quarters of the year, program two has not performed at all. We've got them going. Program three is at 100% of their targets. Program four, 63%. Program five, 46%. And program six, 78% of their targets. Our performance against some of our E&E targets. The number of health practitioners that are placed in schools, and the annual target is 160. And we have placed 160 of 200 in schools, and we foresee that we will be placing an additional 50 artists in schools. And these are artists that in fact are teaching art programs within schools, and this is now a program which we are running throughout the country in all provinces. The number of public art programs, we target 9, 4 have been, 5 have been implemented, and 4 are on the way. What we have done with public arts, Chair, is that we have moved some of the capital infrastructure money towards the public art program so that we are able to implement more public art program budget pressures on our household budget. So we anticipate that we will implement all of these programs before the end of the fourth quarter. The number of those jobs that have been created in tourism ventures as well as public art, the targets for the year is 1,150. We have generated 621 jobs, and the rest will be generated before the end of the financial year. The number of language practice bursaries, 280 is the target, 336 bursaries have been awarded, and we are monitoring this through the universities. The number of flags, we were supposed to do better than flags over the last quarter. We didn't do any. The reason being that we decided to change the way that we procure for the flags. I was a bit worried at the third quarter, but in fact, since the end of December, we have done 3,000 flags this quarter. And so this program is picking up substantially. In fact, we have moved some of the capex money in the agreement with Treasury towards the flags, because we want to ensure that before the end of this fiscal year, before the end of the calendar year, we will have flags in every school in the Republic. And we are moving quite a lot with that. Before the end of this quarter, we will have done 10,000 schools. And this is is performing quite well now. The number of handheld flags, we are aiming to distribute 30,000 in this quarter. 215 flags were distributed, mainly because of the activities relating to the funeral of former President Mandela. The different memorials that we have across the country provided us an opportunity to circulate a lot of the handheld flags. The number of heritage projects supported, over Tambo, the superstructure has been completed. It has not been completed, rather, because we have been waiting for the SARA permit. We have since received that, and we have revised the budget, and that project is now is now ongoing. That is the infrastructure project. The number of bursaries, we're supposed to do 106 heritage bursaries, and then the third quarter we're supposed to do the interviews. Those have been completed, and the letters to award.
My umbrella policy, DG. Because you just show me now on our hard copy. We don't have it, but it's on the screen. So we must just follow on the screen on that slide that we don't have in our copy. Yeah? And then Sabu must let us get the actors. This one that this is going through now. Is that quite a lot, Chavo, that we don't have. So the humble members, is it the five members who follow on the slide? Okay, then. Okay, continue, teaching.
Now, we've selected the percentage of recipients and letters have been sent. The numbers of jobs that are going to be created through this, through Heritage, we're targeting 2,082. We have created 1,450 jobs. Community libraries, we're targeting 10 to be completed. Three libraries we upgraded. There are a few that will be upgraded. In fact, we have discovered something very interesting in the way that some of the provinces are dealing with this, which affects this, particularly the Eastern Cape. What the Eastern Cape did is they took their grant and they started a number of libraries, but then they ran out of money. Instead of doing a library and completing it, they are doing them phase by phase. So there is a lot of progress which has been made, but those libraries are not being completed on time because it's a lot of libraries being done at the same time. We are telling the situation around with them. Limpopo, they've had some problems and they are running into problems. We are talking with Treasury about taking some of the money that is within that is allocated to Limpopo and distributing that to provinces that are performing well and that are under budgetary pressure, so that we do not lose the money whilst we are fixing the problems in Limpopo. We are targeting to complete two new libraries, and as I mentioned, we completed three of those. The number of jobs that are supposed to be created, 983, for the year we were supposed to do 9,832. We have done 2,103 jobs that have been done for this particular quarter. The number of touring ventures, we are now busy with our performing arts institutions to do a bit of a selection of programs that are going to be taught in the touring venture. So this program is really kicking in this quarter. The number of cultural events that have been supported, the target was 13 for the quarter, and yeah, we have done the 13. That in project. From some of our APP targets, we paid 100% of our service providers within 30 days. We're supposed to do training for 150 training opportunities. We provided 198 training interventions. The percentage of people with disabilities as a percentage of our staff is supposed to be 1.8%, and we are indeed on 1.8%, as we are ensuring that as we fill the positions, at least two more positions are going to be filled by people with disabilities. Excuse me. The service delivery complaints, the target is to resolve 100% of presidential hotline cases, and indeed we have met the target. And we had planned to spend 70% of our budget by the end of the third quarter. We spent 69%, and this is affected by some of the things that we've spoken about in Capital Works project. The vacancy rate, we had planned to bring it down to 12%. We have brought down our vacancy rate to 7.8%. The Capital Works budget, we had planned to spend 75%. We are sitting at 43%. And we are addressing this project in the program in the way that I explained earlier on, by moving some of the funding to projects that are performing better, so that we're able to spend this money without compromising the project. Some of the media liaison events, we were supposed to have three, we actually had five media liaison events relating to the Mandela Clan film, the memorial unveiling of Dr. Pius Nodia, the Chief of Agriculture Memorial Lecture, the Rehame Musa Memorial Lecture, as well as the Oral History Conference. Some of the targeted group of return programs, we had planned four programs and we delivered four programs, which were the youth empowerment program in KwaZulu-Natal, as well as the Winterfell Arts and Culture Forum, and two targeted programs for all the Persons Week, which was held in October at Freedom Park, as well as the Zogala Awards, which were held in October as well at the University of Johannesburg. The number of trendsetter programs, we have not, we have just entered into contract with our service provider for this, and this program has been rolled out now in the fourth quarter. The women empowerment programs that we did two programs. One was in Mpumalanga, Bad Plus, and the other one was in Toyando, in Limpopo. And this is really empowerment for women who want to pursue the arts. Yeah, I'm not going to go through a lot of detail of those, but these are some of the technologies that were supposed to be developed, and all of these targets have been achieved in the different domains, in arts and culture, in life orientation, in human sciences, as well as elections. This is a continuation of the maps, as well as documents that were supposed to be translated. We had a target of 284 documents were translated. The reason is that we just received fewer requests. And the National Art Bank is supposed to be established. This project is a bit delayed, but what we have done is we are working now with three of our institutions that actually do the creating of fine art, and they are helping us with the acquisition of some of the material for the art bank, which we are going to use at the Union Building as a pilot of the National Art Bank. The KISA, the conceptual framework for the KISA is underway, and we are entering into a strategic partnership with the University of the Vets University in relation to the KISA. I've spoken about our participation at the African at the International Festival of African Fashion in Niger, and we have done OTA workshops two OTA workshops which we have done with National Treasury. The numbers of policies that have been done, I've spoken quite a bit about these. The National Museum's policy that we have not done, in fact we have moved some of those resources in order to complete the revised white paper, and this is going to be completed by February 2014. We're supposed to present the National Living Heritage as well as the underwater policies to the portfolio committee. These have been approved by the minister, but have not been presented here to the portfolio committee. In fact, both of those two policies are on their way to cabinet. They will serve before the DG social cluster in March, and then they will go to cabinet. The number of national days was supposed to do Day of Reconciliation, which we did at the Union Buildings on the 16th of December. The gazettes for geographical name changes were supposed to do one, we did two. On the legacy project, we're supposed to be to unveil the statue of President Mandela, and that was done on the 16th of December. Two new libraries were supposed to be done, three were done. The oral history conference was done. A number of audiovisual formats which was supposed to be inventoried. The target was 100, we did 150 sound recordings. The number of archival outreach programs, we did two of them. And the number of library material which are supposed to be purchased, the target was 90,000, 93,000 was actually purchased. Now, some of the things that affected our performance over the last quarter is we are still waiting, in fact we have been waiting for an invitation by the Select Committee to present the Charter for African Cultural Citizens, which recorded it was presented and was approved by the Portfolio Committee. We've been waiting for that invitation to present it to the Select Committee. In fact, it's happening right now as we speak, just across the road. Two entities are functioning without councils, that is PanSouth and Winnie Brown. In fact, we have received the, council should be, the board of council should be appointed by Friday. We have received that. With the blow, we cut it. Okay, you will get it right. With about there are still issues that we are sorting out with Windibrow. In fact, we have reached an agreement with the minister that we should not allow Windibrow to continue existing as a council on its own. In fact, we want to incorporate it and make it one council together with the Market Theatre. We have got two theatres in Johannesburg within 6 kilometers of each other. It's a waste of money to have those existing as independent theatres because their business is exactly the same, just that it's two different locations. So we are undertaking the process of consolidating those into one. There's been a reluctance of provinces and other departments to commit to social cohesion initiatives, which have hindered the feedback steering committee. We are working with provinces to prepare for the feedback for the feedback summit, which will be held later on in the year. And the steering committee is actually driving this, but that project has been hindered by reluctance to participate from some of the provinces. We have had issues with slow procurement processes, which we are addressing. We have had, it's not only budget cuts with the HE program, it's mainly the fact that we have had delays with the National Treasury approving the environmental funds, and the issues around the DPW, we have spoken about those. Now, just a quick overview of the performance and expenditure of public entities. Especially with the performing arts institutions, we currently have 6 of those, and I've just spoken about consolidating 2 of those into 1, so we'll have in the future 5 performing arts institutions. And heritage institutions, we've got quite a few, we've got 18 of those, these are museums. Funding bodies, we've got 3, and then we've got constitutional bodies like PenSouth, we've got the National Library for the Blind, the National Library, as well as the South African Heritage Resources Agency. Overall, our institutions have completed 62% of their targets, 15% is partially achieved, and 20% is not achieved. And looking at the different categories of public institutions, the performing arts institutions have achieved 4% of their target, heritage institutions 56%, funding bodies 72%, the libraries 89%, and the other constitutional bodies, and this is mainly MANSAM, it's 56% of their target. And this is the money, most of our money goes into heritage institutions, 40% of our money goes into heritage institutions, which is followed by funding bodies, which is 24%, and which is followed by the performing arts institutions, 20%, and then the libraries get 9%, and the constitutional institutions get 7%. This is just a trend looking at the revenue versus expenditure. In the third quarter, the revenue that has been transferred to our institution is 1.027 billion rands, and what they have spent is 974 million. By the end of the third quarter, we anticipate that 1.4 billion would have been transferred and 1.36 would have been expended. The reason why there will always be a variance between expenditure and revenue is there are two main reasons. One is infrastructure projects, obviously, don't always get completed according to financial years, so institutions normally retain some of that money to continue their infrastructure projects. The second one is mainly funding bodies. It's one thing. thing to approve projects for funding, it's another thing to transfer money. So whilst money may still be sitting in their banks, that money has been committed to certain projects, but it will be transferred at a later, at a later point. The percent of expenditure versus revenue, 90% of the money that we have transferred to institutions has been spent. Some of them, in fact, that you will see are a bit overspending. Performing Arts Institutions 101, that's because of the money that they had retained from the last financial year. Heritage Institutions 103%, Libraries 101%, Funding Bodies 78%, and Pansal is spending a bit quick at 116%. And this is expenditure versus revenue as at March 2014, and most of them actually spending according to their budget, with the exception of the performing arts institutions as well as Pansal. Chair, thank you very much. And that is the presentation which we'd like to place before the committee. Thank you.
Thank you very much, DG. In this day's the presentation. Where is that other one, other slides that people were showing? Yeah. But the people don't have in front of them, or them if they want to refer to a particular slide. So members, there is the presentation. So I will allow you to engage in the presentation.
Thank you, Chair. I am very, very, very glad to hear that the names of the Pansal Board will be announced, published on Friday, DG, because there are many questions concerning the report today, but I prepared myself to, as I said to you, tackle you on Pansal, because that is really the impression I get, and I regard this as the biggest failure of this term of government. Mr. Mashatile, the department, etc., not being able to constitute a proper functioning Pansal board. I don't know what the reasons for the delay was, but the minister dissolved the previous Pansal board, and then we had very good interviews with potential candidates, and we gave the minister a short list of competent quality candidates. I don't know why he could not do that, because the problems are just continuing. If you look at the press, if you read articles in the press, this one is February the 24th, Chairperson, if you bear with me, Pansal owes SARS 3.3 million rand, mainly in PAYE, tax deducted from salaries, but not paid. The body set up to promote the use of official languages owes the suppliers over 13 million rand. It has received a damning audit report, and its employees have gone to court to challenge its restructuring. And so it just carries on and carries on. And the one common factor there is the caretaker CEO, Mr. Zwane. Now, in court, the employees argue that Zwane appointed his cronies to non-existent and duplicate positions, etc., etc. Now, I don't want to go into all the detail, but the problems continue. And I don't know whether languages are not a priority for government. I can't believe that it is. But that is how it looks from outside. We've passed the Use of Official Languages Act in November last year. And nothing will come of implementing that act if PANSA does not get its act together. That is a fact. I had a meeting with one of the units of the National Lexicography Units on Friday. DG, you are aware of their problems with underfunding. We can't implement that act properly if we don't have dictionaries for all the indigenous languages, etc., etc. So, DG, that is really a very big problem. Some of us are not coming back next term. But my request to you is, my last request to you, please, sir, get PANSAL going so that languages in our country can prosper. Thank you very much.
I thank you, Chairperson. I would like to thank the DG for this presentation, which I think we all follow very clearly. It has been covered by the previous speaker because I read in a newspaper about what he is saying about PANSAL. But now I just want to find out. Remember last time we spoke about Nelson Mandela Stadium and the Union Buildings, about what progress has been made with regard to the removal of that controversial rabbit in the ear. Number two, I'm very much concerned about Limpopo. Maybe it's because I come from Limpopo. What are the problems in Limpopo? If they have to spend less than 40% on libraries, you know, Limpopo is in a very rural area, where most of the areas definitely have no libraries. So, DG, I don't know whether you could not make an intervention in the process of them underspending until the money has to be transferred to other provinces. And then my other question is, you see the department recently advertised a number of positions. Has the position of Chief Financial Officer in particular been filled? In the 2012-2013 audit outcomes, the Auditor General of South Africa highlighted this position as being a critical one to fill. And further, the recently appointed Auditor General briefed Parliament Standing Committee on Public Accounts, OPA, on the 2013 audit outcomes, and highlighted that the department is one of the five national departments, one of the five national departments that accounted for 91% of fruitless, wasteful expenditure. But now my question is, the positions that have been advertised, I think the closing dates were 21 February 2014. Is there any progress made about filling this position, for instance, for the Director in Social Cohesion, Director in Fraud Forensic Investigation, Director of Civil Services, and so forth. Thank you.
15 other members is awake now. On the girl and then on the back.
Thank you, sir. I never slept.
No, me.
Thank you very much, sir.
I also would like to thank the DG for the presentation, which is a little bit clearer and a bit detailed. So we felt that we have actually accepted the apology for not receiving the last meeting. But I don't know how are we going to probably bring some issues for attention, you know, whether they're coming those meetings now or not, but it's telling us it's okay. Another thing is that I would like to thank the department for its efforts for the installation of Nelson Mandela statue. It has been long overdue. Thanks very much that it has happened. The only outstanding, from my point of view, is to really consider the issue of having the same statue in Parliament here. We have been making that outcry for quite some time. And, we just want to register that kind of thing. The next thing is that, having mentioned in some of the pages that we don't have, national cohesion, social cohesion, as part of that, I've been really trying to get hold of the person who is actually dealing with the program itself, so that we can make a follow-up and try to understand where are we and what is happening, what could be the challenges and all those kind of things, so that we share all those. And I've been very much unsuccessful to achieve that, but I'll keep on trying. In all schools that I visited during the opening this year, about six of them at Mbashe, I can mention their names. I tell you, you wouldn't find any of those six schools having the flag flying. I understand that you still have, some kind of a plan to ensure that, more have those flags. But I would like to highlight those and probably approach the department and indicate which ones, so that probably something is happening there. On page 4, before page 4, there's a slight confusion on paging the numbers here with my page, I don't know the other member. Double numbers, with different number at the bottom. So you don't know which one is the page number and which number is for what else. So, I assume this is page 4. Key highlights.
The younger looking to you. The younger looking to you.
Remember, you were doing this third time in your days. In your time.
It's okay. Yes, on page 4, on your key highlights, there's only one point there that is important as part of the achievement, which is appreciated. But one would actually really want to understand more of the figure that reflects as 5.581 job opportunities. That is it possible sometimes to actually really put a finger or have a touch on some of the job opportunities created? It's important and I appreciate it. But really, with the loss of adopt having this number, it is good, but I would like really to check out with the DG if there would be by any chance to just have a little touch of some of these job opportunities created here. The next one, probably the last one for now, I don't want to go, maybe I'll get a chance, and I don't want to take much of time. Page 6. Page 6 on your key highlight. Point 1, build 3 new libraries, which is, of course, a progress. I just need to check, you know, because there are so many areas, especially in rural areas. What could be the plans indicated by the department, you know, for trying to reach out to the rural areas, such as Umbashe, you would have Kelekebende village, which is part of Umbashe municipality that covers more than 5 towns, Willowvale, Elliotdale, and others in those areas. A number of villages that are covered there, including the township that has been newly established in town. It's becoming bigger and covering, you know, a bigger population. I thought one could probably just look at how possible it is for having some kind of a library in that area and also in others. And I'm looking at the area called Sigisig as well, which covers a number of villages outside the Bundus there. People are walking a long distance to get there, but there's no library, you know, that I know of in town, because, well, there wouldn't be in one of the villages, from what I know. So I needed to check whether there are some plans really to try and reach out to some of those demanding areas, and I would want to probably make a follow-up and see if not the program of the department, how possible it is for assisting and supporting the communities if they want to go for establishment or starting such, you know, projects. Yes, thank you.
The caravan is really moving today. Thank you very much, Honorable.
Thank you, Chairperson. I will want absolutely align me with my colleague Honorable Diana von Schalkwyk in this whole consult issue. As you remember, you know, we handled these interviews out of a position of utmost importance. We sat that Friday till very late. We even came back the Saturday morning to finish this process, because we know what was the urgent matter around Consult. Consult is not alone in a silo. It's connected to the South African Language Act that this committee worked hard, and we sent it through, and we were all happy because I think it was in the best for all the people in the country. Now, the regulations was published by the minister many moons ago, DJ. I think it was, Honorable von Schalkwyk said the language bill in November, but it's much earlier than November. It's earlier last year. I can't remember the date, but it was much earlier. And then I remember I reacted on the regulations and everything, but nothing happened. And if I listen to my learned friend next to me, you know, laws are being made by Parliament to the betterment of the people. And I don't know all the rural areas in South Africa, but if we look just at this language issue, the South African Languages Bill was there to better the lives of these people so they can communicate, because they are not in a position
to communicate in other languages, maybe than their mother tongue. And then this use of South African languages and the practical implementation of that language will must be done. So I'm asking now, through the authority of the chairperson of this committee, chairperson, I ask you to write to the minister, and I think he owes us an answer. Of course, I remember a long time ago, last year somewhere, Honorable van Schalkwyk asked questions in Parliament to the minister. When will the Consult Board be in position to carry on with his work? Then we hear it will be some other time. It will be done. And I can't understand why it is so difficult. You know, we've prepared all the names, we've done all the thinking, we've sent through the list. These are not very, very good qualified people on this list. Just like I think I'm not sure how many the minister can pick out of that list. Why must it take so long? I really don't understand that. So, chairperson, I want you to ask officially the minister to give us an explanation why this has not been done, and we nearly at the end of this term. And we've just got 3 meetings left. And I'm a bit scared. There's so much unfinished business. We are leaving Parliament now for the election and everything, and this vital things are not there. And I'm feeling strongly as my colleague about this. You know, the situation at Tonsop was so bad, the minister dissolved the board. And a lot of pressure was put on us. It was a disaster. Listen what Honorable van Schalkwyk said. Money owed to SARS and everything. No, we must keep our business straight. And I think it's very important for government. I want to thank the DG. There's a lot of good work. I'm not criticizing only for criticizing. There's many good work that has been done. If we look at this building of libraries, and then I'm very glad to hear all these things. But the sponsor thing, language will forever be one of the most important factors in South African politics. You can say whatever you want. Language will also be a factor in this coming election. Language, people speaking a certain language speak together. It's not like politicians, they say, I've heard one day the Australian singer Roger Whittaker said, the definition of a politician, they is like a bunch of bananas. They hang together, but they don't stick together. So we must stick together and solve all these problems of our country, and we must go forward with this. So please, I'm not sure if I'm talking for the committee, but I'm talking from the DA. We need an answer. Then you will remember, I asked in one of the other committee rooms, I think it's in room just the other side, at the end of last year, I said we must go back to all our minutes of the previous meetings and look at all the resolutions we took in this committee. Some of my colleagues may remember that day. And we can't say we are finished if we don't go back. Yeah, I think you were also there. You remember what I said. We must finish our business. Otherwise, we will not be a good committee. And people coming in next time in Parliament in this portfolio committee say, oh, here. We have to start all over again. They took decisions a year ago and nothing has been done. And there will also be fingers pointing to the administration and the department. So we've got some time at our hands. Please, if we need to hold extra meetings, we must finish the job. Then I will be satisfied that we did everything we can to clear up everything and to polish and to hand over the baton to the next committee. I think that is very, very, very important. So that we can say with a clean conscience, we've tried our best, and please carry on, not with the unfinished work, with the well done job this portfolio committee has done. So please, by next week, Wednesday, chairperson, I hope we've got a written explanation from the minister why. There must be a reason for this long, long, long overdue delay. There must be a reason. Be honest with us. Just tell us. You know, even a kid, if you give him the real answer, he will understand. I haven't got money, so I can't buy your present. Then he understands. Okay, thank you, chairperson.
People didn't put up things in time. Not the people, sorry, my apologies, I used the wrong word. The honorable members who didn't put up their hands in time, they will not get the opportunity to speak now. They will first write for tea and then we come back. But if the house don't want tea, you want only to go to break with tea, that's fine. So that we can continue.
Thank you.
No dinner.